Researchers have recently completed a study focused on barriers faced by indigenous students at Algoma University. Dr. Rosie Cameron, an associate professor with Algoma's School of Social Work, teamed up with University of Toronto for the in-depth study titled Creating a Sense of Belonging for Indigenous Students, Identifying Supports to Improve Access and Success in Postsecondary Education. The students, who identified as either First Nations or Métis, reported they required multiple sources of funding, including government student loans and personal savings, to pay for their postsecondary education. The students also offered up suggestions on how universities can better support them. They suggested social events for Indigenous students, on-campus childcare, and mentorship opportunities to help decrease isolation and cultivate a sense of belonging on campus. Find the full news release from Algoma University below. Algoma University School of Social Work Associate Professor, Dr. Rosie Cameron and University of Toronto researchers have completed an in-depth study titled Creating a Sense of Belonging for Indigenous Students, Identifying Supports to Improve Access and Success in Postsecondary Education. Published in Alternative, an international journal of Indigenous peoples, the study focuses on the financial and social barriers Indigenous students face and offers recommendations for how institutions can better support their success. The study surveyed Indigenous university students at Algoma University. The students, who identified as either First Nations or Métis, reported that they required multiple sources of funding, including government student loans and personal savings, to afford their post-secondary education. About two-thirds, 69%, of students received funding for their education from First Nations sources, including funding from federal programs for Indigenous students. This research sheds light on helpful strategies to creatively support Indigenous students in post-secondary education, said first author, Dr. Cameron, Anishinaabekwe. It also provides new insight into how institutions can help minimize the barrier Indigenous students face. The survey asked Indigenous students how universities can better support them. Students suggested that social events for Indigenous students, on-campus childcare, and mentorship opportunities for Indigenous students would help to decrease isolation and cultivate a sense of belonging on campus. The research findings underscored how resources centers, cultural events, and mentorship opportunities can boost the resilience of Indigenous students by helping them feel included, supported, and socially connected on campus. The Anishinaabe Academic Resource Center at Algoma University is a model for other institutions looking to support students with Indigenous ancestry, said Deanna Navo-Hade, Matagami First Nation, a research assistant at Algoma University. It offers a host of culturally affirming events including powwows, sharing circles, moccasin making, visiting elders and feasts. With more Indigenous students graduating from high school than ever before, it is important for programs to provide both cultural and financial support, say the researchers. Funding and supports for Indigenous students needs to keep pace with their increase in numbers, which unfortunately has not been the case, said Megan Bird, a research assistant at the Factor Inuentash Faculty of Social Work at the University of Toronto. Nearly half, 47%, of students in this study had children, with most students having 2 to 3 children in their care. In comparison, only 11% of non-Indigenous post-secondary students are parents. Nearly all the Indigenous parents in this survey were enrolled in university full-time. They reported that having children while in university can make finding housing, affording childcare, and balancing studies significantly more challenging. Most of the Indigenous students in our study faced significant financial difficulties, which can impact their ability to complete their studies, said Dr. Esme Fuller-Thompson, professor at the Factor Inuentash Faculty of Social Work and director of the Institute of Life Course and Aging at the University of Toronto. While our study only surveyed Indigenous students currently enrolled in university, future research would benefit from surveying Indigenous students who had to leave school due to inadequate funding. For many Indigenous students, the transition from their home reservation to urban university campus is especially difficult. Many fear losing their connection to family, community, and culture. The authors argue that institutions of higher education across Canada can benefit from surveying their students with Indigenous ancestry to better understand how to support them in their pursuit of higher education. All institutes of higher education should provide financial assistance and fund specialized resource centers to support their students with Indigenous ancestry academically and socially, added Dr. Cameron. Read the full study here. Creating a sense of belonging for Indigenous students. Identifying supports to improve access and success in post-secondary education.